One company saw a business opportunity in the name Ebola. It was a domain name speculator, which registers random web addresses in the expectation they may become of value in the future. In 2008, Blue String Ventures paid $13,500 to add Ebola.com to their portfolio. But why? Paul Henley spoke to Christopher Hood, the co-owner of the company.
It's what we do. We buy and sell domain names. We look for internet real estate, basically.
Now, making money from misfortune and conflict is an age-old business model, of course. How do you feel about it in this context?
Well, really what it comes down to for us is, you know, are we harming anyone? And, you know, the answer to that is, you know, we're not, obviously.
If someone's going to take a moral standpoint against this model, this business model, it would be that presumably you and your business partner are hoping that the situation gets worse in order to raise the value of the site and to make more money.
I would say that's not the case.
What do you make of some of the criticism?
We do get something like that, but somebody will contact us about wanting a domain name and we'll have a reasonable price for it.
Who will buy Ebola.com for $150,000 or something in that region?
We actually accepted an offer today, just a few hours ago.
Christopher Hood from Blue String Ventures with Paul Henley. It's estimated at least 130,000 migrants have arrived in Europe by sea this year. Most take the Mediterranean route, but tens of thousands have crossed the Atlantic from Senegal in West Africa, hoping to reach the Canary Islands and then Spain. Other desperate migrants take another route across the Sahara Desert. Our West Africa correspondent Thomas Fessy has met some of these people and sent this report from the Senegalese capital, Dakar.
The people of this neighbourhood are fishermen. Their livelihood is the ocean. But for many here, the ocean has also been a potential way out. It's here that I met Fai, 32 years old and from a family of nine. Fishing is what he does. But there was no work for him on the boats that went out today. Europe is on his mind. He says he crossed the sea to the Canary Islands 8 years ago, but the Spanish authorities deported him.